芬卡之音服务源于聆听，各位尊敬的奉献者，大家早晨好。今天是2020年5月24日，星期日。我们今天又非常荣幸的邀请到了我们深爱的阿叔 Krishna Baladev Prabhu 为我们继续讲述今天的圣典博迦瓦坛的早课，敬请聆听。Hare Krishna。
Hare Krishna。Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya。
Om 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 Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya。
So you continue reading from Srimad Bhagavatam. This is the second canto, chapter 8, questions by King Parikshit. And today we are reading from text 11, 12 and 13.
我们今天继续阅读圣典摩迦瓦坛第二篇第八章帕尔克希特王的提问。我们今天要阅读的诗节是第十一、第十二和第十三诗节。
Purusha
Purusha
Avayavai
Avayavai
Loka
Loka
Purusha Avayavai Loka
Purusha Vaya Vai Loka
Sapala
Sapala
Purva
Purva
Kalpita
Kalpita
Sapala Purva Kalpita
Sapala Purva Kalpita
Lokai
Lokair
Amusha
Amusha
Avayava
Avayava
Lokair Amusha Amusha Avayava
Lokai Amusha Avayava
Sapale
Sapale
Iti
Iti
Tushruma
Shushruma
Sapale iti Shushruma
Sapale iti Shushruma
Purusha Vayavai Loka
Purusha Vayavai Loka
Sapala Purva Kalpita
Sapala Purva Kalpita
Lokera Musya Vayava Vayava
Lokai Amusha Vayapala
Sapala Iti Shushuma
Sapala Iti Shushuma.
A word for word.
字对字。
Purusha
Purusha 主的宇宙形象。
Avayavai
Avayavai 身体的不同的部分的。
Loka
Loka 星宿体系。
Sapala
Sapala 怀着敬意的统治者。
Purva
Purva 之前的。
Kalpita
Kalpita 探讨。
Lokai
楼开通过不同的宇宙星系。
阿姆夏
阿姆夏他的。
阿瓦亚巴
阿瓦亚巴哈身体的不同部分。
萨帕莱
萨帕莱统治的。
伊蒂
伊蒂因此。
苏什鲁玛
叔叔吗？我听到。
Translation and purport by His Divine Grace. Oh, no. No purport on this one. So we read the next, just translation.
Okay. 这节是因为没有要旨，所以我们只读译文。 博学的 Brahmana 呀，我以前听说宇宙中所有的星球及其掌管者都处在至尊主巨大的宇宙形体Virupta Rupa 的不同的部位。我还听说不同的星系在巨大的宇宙形下的不同的部位。那么真实的情况究竟如何呢？您能解释这个问题吗？阿叔。
Next verse, Yavan kalpo vikalpo va yata kalo numiyate bhuta bhavya bhava chabda ayurmanam chayat sataha. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada.
译文和要旨由 Srila Prabhupada 提供。译文，也请您解释创造与毁灭之间的时间长度，其他的次要创造，以及由过去、现在和未来这些词所形成的时间的本质。而且还请您解释在宇宙中各个星球上的半神人、人类等不同的生物体的寿命长度和计算方法。要指过去、现在和未来是时间不同的特征，以表明宇宙及其中所有一切的寿命，也包括各种星球上的不同的生物体的寿命。
Very text 13 because it's connected. Kalasyanugatiryatu lakshatindi briyati api yavatya karmagatayo yadrishidvija sattama.
我们继续读第十三十节，因为都是相连关的。译文，最纯洁的 Brahmana 呀，还请解释时间的原因、时间的开始以及活动性的性质。
So can read the three verses one after another.
Okay. 再重新读一遍，从第十一到第十三十节。博学的 Brahmana 呀，我以前听说宇宙中所有的星球及其掌管者都处在至尊主巨大的宇宙形体 Virata Rupa 的不同的部位。我还听说不同的星系在巨大的宇宙形象的不同的部位。那么真实的情况究竟如何呢？您能理解这个问题吗？您能解释这个问题吗？也请您解释创造与毁灭之间的时间长度，其他的次要创造，以及由过去、现在和未来这些词所形成的时间的本质。而且还请您解释在宇宙中各个星球上的半神人、人类等不同的生物体的寿命长度和计算方法。最纯洁的 Brahmana 呀，还请解释造成时间长短的原因、时间的开始以及活动的性质。
Om Agyana Timirandasya Gyanantana Shalakaya Shakshur Militam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Iti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashatya Deshatarine Shri Chaitanya Mano Vishtam Stapitam Yana Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Svapadantikam Vanchakavpataru Vyacha Kripa Sindhu Vyaye Vacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha.Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Garadhara Shivasadi Gaura Bhaktavrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare 大家好 So
早上好
We are in the Bhagavad GitaIn introduction, Srila Prabhupada explains about the five main subjects of discussion in all Bhagavad Gita and in all the Upanishads and all Vedas, actually.
在博伽梵歌的引言的部分呢 ,Srila Prabhupada 就告诉了我们在博伽梵歌中以及在所有的 Upanishad, 在所有的这些这个 经典中 Upanishad and what?
The Vedas, all the Vedas, throughout all the Vedas.
OK, 就是 Shri Prabhupada 呢，他就解释了在整个薄伽梵歌以及在所有的 Upanishad 以及在整部的伟达经里面他所探讨的五个部分。
The first is about the Supreme Controller, Krishna.
第一部分呢，讲述的是至尊的控制者主 Krishna。
That's the main subject to be discussed in throughout all the Vedas.
这也是在整部的伟达经里面所探讨的最主要的话题。
Ishvara, the Supreme Controller.
Ishvara, 至尊的控制者。
Then they speak about the living entities, the control living entities, the jivas.
然后呢，又探讨了生物体被控制的生物体 jivas.
Then there's a discussion about this cosmic manifestation, prakriti.
然后呢，又讲述了宇宙的展现 prakriti.
And then.Discussion about kala, time.
然后呢，又讲述了 kala, 时间。
How this material cosmic manifestation is controlled by time.
这个宇宙的创造，就宇宙的这种展示，它如何是被时间所控制的？
And the fifth subject is the karma, the activities of the living entities.
然后第五个话题呢，讲的是 karma， 就是生物体的活动。
We all know that material nature is constituted of three qualities: the mode of passion, the mode of ignorance. These are the qualities of of material nature.
那我们都知道，就是这个物质自然呢，它是有三种我们可以说三种特征，那么就是三种品质吧。那么这三种呢，就是善良形态、愚昧形态和激情形态。
But above these modes of nature, above these qualities of nature, there is eternal time.
但是呢，在这就是这个物质自然的特征之上呢，就这三种品性之上呢，是时间。
So, by a combination of the three modes of nature under the control of eternal time, then the activities are manifested. I mean, there are activities, karma.
所以就是在这些这个品性相互交织在一起，然后再被时间所控制的这种状态下，使得产生了 karma， 使得就产生了相应的活动。
So karma, the activities have been carried out since time immemorial.
自远古以来呢，这个活动就一直在进行着。
Since we came to the material world, we have been engaged in material activities.
自从我们来到了这个物质世界，我们就始终在从事着各种各样的活动。
And because of that, we are.Sometimes enjoying the fruits of our activities, but sometimes we are suffering the results of our activities.
就是因为这样呢，有的时候呢，我们就在享受着我们活动的果实；有的时候呢，我们就由于这个活动的结果而受苦。
So in every field of activity, either we enjoy the results of our work, either we experience some satisfaction or we experience some misery.
所以说呢，就是我们在这个活动的这种状态下，使得我们有的时候呢会体验着这个活动的结果给我们带来的快乐，但有的时候呢我们却体验着这个活动让我们所受的苦。阿叔，
The material activities can only happen under the control of time.
但是呢，这个物质的活动呢，它只有在时间的控制下才有可能发生。
Material energy by itself cannot be active.
物质的能量本身它是不可能有任何作为的。
So, out of these five subject matters of the scriptures, you know, that Srila Prabhupada mentions in the introduction of Bhagavad Gita, we saw that one is Ishvara, the supreme controller, Jiva, the living entity, Prakriti, material nature, Kala, eternal time, and Karma, activity. You know, remember these five.
Yeah, 所以说呢，就是在这个《薄伽梵歌》的引言的这个部分呢，舍尔帕帕他就向我们介绍了这五个部分。那么一个呢是 Ishvara， 是至尊的控制者；然后呢是 Prakriti， 就是物质自然；然后呢又是Jiva， 个体的灵魂；然后是Kala， 时间；然后是 Karma， 就是活动，生物体的活动。
Very good.Very good. You got all the five.
Thanks, Ashwin.
Because these are really the main subject matter to discuss throughout the Vedas.
因为呢，在整个的伟达的话题里面呢，这是五项最主要的话题。
So out of these five, four are eternal, and one is not eternal.
但是在这五项里面呢。除了有一项，其他都是永恒的。
Let's see which ones are eternal or not eternal.
那我们来看哪些是永恒的，哪些是不没有是不是永恒的。
Ishvara, the Supreme Lord.
Ishvara, 至尊主。
Certainly, he is eternal.
毫无疑问，他是永恒的。
The Jivas, the living entities.
Jivas.生物体
Certainly, we are eternal parts and parcels of Krishna.
那他们也毫无疑问是永恒的。那我们都是主 Krishna 的不可分割的一部分。
What about material nature, Prakriti?
那么物质自然呢 ？Prakriti 是怎么样的呢
？Is it eternal?
它是不是永恒的呢
？Yeah, it is eternal too.
是的，它是永恒的。
Sometimes manifests, sometimes not manifested, but is eternal.
它有的时候呢是处于显现的状态，有的时候处于非显现的状态，但是它是永恒的。
What about time?
那时间呢
？Time is also eternal.
那么这时间它也是永恒的。
So we are left with the last one, karma.
所以我们还剩最后一项 karma,
material activities,
物质的活动。
And the karma means both material activities and the result of material activities.
那这个业这个 karma 呢，它是表示的是物质的活动以及物质活动的结果。
Oftentimes we relate as the reaction of our.Of our activities.
那有的时候呢，我们就会受到我们的这个活动的 ，sorry, 说 ，just now is distracted.
活动的结果。
对，有的时候呢，我们就会受到这个活动结果的影响。
Usually that's how we understand. Most of the time we understand karma, the results of our activities.
那其实大部分呢，我们对于他们的理解就是我们的活动的结果。
Hey, Bob.
Yes, 阿叔。
Okay. But karma also means material activity.
但是呢 ，karma 它也意味着是物质的活动。
So.We is undergoing material activity. That's the jiva, the living entity, because a living entity seems to be a product of material energy, is identified with material energy, so acts within the material energy as desires to act for his enjoyment, so he produces karma.
但是谁在进行着这个物质的活动呢？ 这物质的活动就是基瓦，个体的灵魂，个体的生物体。那因为这个个体的生物体呢，它是物质自然的产物，所以呢它认同于自己是这个个体的这个生物体，所以说呢它就要按照自己的这种享乐的这种方式去进行活动，然后从而满足自己的这种享乐。但是呢就是因为它这样的活动，所以呢它就产生出了业报。
嗯， but when we understand our real constitutional position, when we become self-realized, we can stop karma.
但是呢，如果我们要是明白了自己原属的地位，然后知道了自己真正的身份是什么的时候，我们就停止了这个活动，我们就停止这个业报了。
So karma is not eternal.
所以呢，业报它不是永恒的，就 karma 它不是永恒的。
But time, kala, time is eternal.
但是 kala 时间是永恒的。
Kala agitates the modes of material nature.
而且时间呢，它也在搅扰着这个物质自然的属性。
And as a result of association with the material time, a combination time with the material modes, manifests our nature.
就是这个时间和物质自然的属性混在一起，那么呢它就产生了我们的，就是我们，它就产生了我们的物质的这种活动的属性。
Our nature, our characteristics, so we all have different natures according to the association with the modes of material modes of energy under the control of time.
它就产生了我们各自所显现的这个特征。那我们所有的人呢，都是由于和这个，就是这个在时间的这个影响下，在这个物质自然属性的这个影响下，然后呢就会产生一些活动，那么它就有各自的这种特征。
But if you associate with devotees, we begin the process of devotional service, then this nature can change.
但是如果我们要是和这个奉献者开始联谊，然后呢开始进行奉献服务的时候，那么这种特性就会发生变化。
So Srila Prabhupada mentions that this Krishna consciousness movement is meant to give people good association.
Srila Prabhupada 说呢，这个Krishna 知觉的这个运动，它的意思是为了要让人得到好的联谊。
So in this way they can change their nature.
因为呢得到好的这个联谊，大家就可以改变自己的本性。
We all know when by becoming devotees how we change so much our nature. We are totally different from what we were before.
因为呢我们大家也都意识到了，当我们这个开始从事奉献服务之后呢，我们的这个本性发生了多么大的变化，我们都跟以前不一样了，发生了翻天覆地的转换。
So that driving force for the interaction of the material elements, it's due to the movement of time.
所以说呢就是使这个物质的元素发生变化的这个驱动力就是时间。
The movement of time.
是时间的移动，这个驱动力是时间的移动。
So because time is passing, and because time is passing, we grow within the womb, we take birth, and then we start growing up.We produce byproducts, means we have children, and then gradually we get old and eventually die. This is all due to the...
就是由于时间它在移动，时间它在这个经过，所以说呢我们才会在子宫里出现孕育，然后呢我们才会被生出来，生出来以后呢我们才会慢慢的成长。之后长大了以后呢，我们才会进行这个孕育，就是再次的去这个 怎么说，孕育新的这个生命，然后慢慢的呢，我们自己会变老，然后最后呢，我们会这个离开这个躯体。那么所有这一切呢，全部都是由于时间的运动，时间的移动才会产生的。
By the movement of time, we go through this, all these, six changes.
在时间的运动之下，使得我们每个人都必须要经历这六种变化。
If there is no influence of time, the material elements could not interact.
如果要是没有时间的运动的话，那么这些物质的元素是不可能有任何的活动的。
So in this, like in this material universe, you see so.
那比如说在这个物质的宇宙中呢，我们可以看到有各种各样的有各种各样的形象的存在。
Beginning with atoms or little creatures up to the gigantic universe itself. All is under the control of time.
那比如说是从小小的原子一直到巨大的宇宙本身，所有的这一切呢，全部都是在时间的控制之下的。
So Kala, this eternal time, it's an impersonal aspect of the Supreme Lord.
所以说呢 ，Kala 时间呢是主的非人格的展现的一个方面。
So according to our body, with the bodies we have, the time has different dimensions.
那根据我们所拥有的不同的这个躯体呢？也使时间它展现了不同的维度。
Like we may live for 100 years, our 100 years is just two minutes or three minutes in the life of Brahma.
比如说我们的生命时长呢是一百年，但是就我们这一百年呢，可能也就是主 Brahma 的两三分钟而已。
A little ant.Lives for 100 of his years.
一只蚂蚁它也能生活它自己的一百年的寿命。
So it can live for 100 years, but according to our time dimension, the life of ant is just 1 week.
但是呢，对于他来说呢，他是生活了一百年。可是，如果要是按我们的这个时间维度去了解他这一百年的话，也就是一个星期而已。
They are living entities that take birth during the night, and they grow, they reproduce, they grow old and die before the sun rise.
有的这个动物呢。有的生物体它会在晚上的时候出生，出生之后呢，它就会有经过降生，然后经过慢慢的成长，然后再经过再生产之后呢，这个变老，然后再死去。那么它死去之前呢，就在这个太阳还没有升起之前就已经死掉了。
Different dimension of time.
所以这些都是时间的不同的维度。
For us is just10-12 hours night duration of night, but for them it's 100 years.
对于我们来说呢，这只不过是一个晚上的10-12个小时的时间而已，但是对于他来说呢，这已经是他的一百年的时间了。
So there is a time for annihilation of our body which goes the most to 100 years, and there is a timeFor the annihilation of the universal body goes for trillions of years.
所以呢，这个时间会使我们的这个躯体导向最终的毁灭。那这可能是对于我们来说是一百年的时间，但是呢，也是由于这个时间会使整个这个宇宙最后变得被毁灭。那么这个呢，可能要经过兆亿年的时间。
So this time or kala is a manifestation of the Supreme Lord, is an impersonal aspect of the Supreme Lord.
所以说呢 Kala 时间它是主的展现，它也是主的非人格的方面的展现。
We cannot give a form to time.
我们没有办法给时间画一个形象。
It's impersonal.
所以呢它是非人格的。
But in a Bhagavad Gita, in the 11th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, when Krishna manifests his Vishwarupa, his universal form to Arjuna, Arjuna became very afraid to see that terrible form with many heads and many mouths and devouring all the soldiers and everything was terrible, huge form that he was seeing in front of him in the space. So he was so much afraid and he asked, who are you? Who are you?
在《薄伽梵歌》的第十一章中呢，主 Krishna 向 Arjuna 展现了他的 Vivata Rupa 的形象，也就是他的宇宙形象。那么当 Arjuna 看到了主 Krishna 的这个非常可怕的宇宙形象的时候，当他看到了这有很多的头，有很多张嘴，并且在吞噬所有的这些生物体的这种情景的展现的时候呢，他非常的害怕。然后呢，他就在问他：“你到底是谁？你是谁呀？”
So at that time, Krishna in that universal form, he said, "I am Kala, I am time, I have appeared to destroy everything and everyone."
Sri Krishna 在他的 Vivata Rupa 的这个形象中就讲到了。他说呢，我是时间，我是毁灭所有这一切的时间。那我的显现呢，是为了要毁掉所有的人，毁掉这一切。
So we see there are 24 material elements.
那我们可以看到有24个物质元素。
The five gross elements.
有五个粗糙的元素。
Earth, water, fire, and ether.
土、水、火、空气、液态。
And then there's the three subtle elements, mind, intelligence, false ego.
然后呢，我们还有三个精微的元素，是心意、智性和假我。
Then there is the five sense objects.
然后呢，有五个感官的，就是有五个感官。
Sound, taste, feeling. What is the other one? Sight, form.And the taste, hearing, form.
就是有五个感官的对象，就是这个声音，然后看到的情景，
yeah.
触碰。
Yes, taste.
还有形象，还有这个味道。
And then there is the ten senses, the senses to for activity, and the senses, the senses for.What is that? Yes. Acquiring knowledge, the senses for acquiring knowledge and the sense actives. The senses to acquire knowledge from this object of the senses to understand matter and the five active senses.
然后呢就是这十个感官，那么是一个是这五个感官呢是去了解感官对象的这些情况，还有另外五个感官呢是能够
active
就还有另外五个感官呢，就是另外五个感官呢就真正的进行活动的这感官。
So the acquiring knowledge, acquiring senses, we have the eyes, we have the tongue, we have the ears, we have the nose, and we have the touch, the skin.
那去感知感官对象的这些感官呢是眼睛、鼻子、耳朵、舌头，还有我们的触碰感。
And then the ten active senses, we have the voice, we have the arms, we have the voice, we have the arms, we have the legs, we have the genitals, and we have the anus.
然后呢，就是去进行感官活动的这些感官呢，是我们的声音，然后双臂、双腿、生殖器，还有肛门。
So altogether 24.
所以所有这一加起来一共呢是24项感官。
These are the four 24 material elements.
所以这24项呢是物质的元素。
They are combined, they became manifested by the energy of Kala, and it's also Kala who destroys everything.
它们呢是在时间的能量的作用下显现的，但是呢也是在时间的能量的运作下被销毁的。
We see, so under the influence of time, all the elements combine together in a form of the embryo that takes birth from the womb of the mother. Under the influence of time, all these elements are going to be disintegrated by the influence of time. All these elements are going to be disintegrated at the time of death.
在这个时间的影响下呢，使得所有的这些感官聚合在一起，然后呢，成为了胚胎，然后呢被孕育出来，然后但是也是在这个生物体在死亡的时候呢，一切都消亡，一切都走向消
亡。Everything is pervaded by time.
所有的这一切呢，全部都是被这个时间所遮盖的，就是时。
So there are many people who do not believe, they defy the existence of God.
那有很多人呢，他是不相信有神的存在的。
But everyone is under the control of time, which is a feature of the Lord.
但是呢，所有的人都是被时间所控制，而这时间呢，它是主的一个特征，主的本性。
Srila Prabhupada said, they don't want to accept the existence of God, but under the influence of time, they will come to die. Their bodies are going to die. At that time, how can they deny the existence of God? Because it's God through the form of time that takes away their life that they are so much attached to.
Srila Prabhupada 说呢，很多人他不相信有神的存在，但是就是在时间的影响下，导致于所有的人他最终不得不死。但是他在此时他怎么能够不承认有时间，就是有神的存在呢？因为是以时间展，就是以时间展现出来的主把他的生命给拿走了。
Means it.You don't want to surrender to Krishna. We don't want to accept his existence. But eventually, you're going to have to surrender to him in the form of death.
也就是说呢，我们不愿意承认有 Krishna 的存在，我们不愿意臣服于他。但是最终呢，我们不得不以死亡的这个形式向他皈依。
You don't want to die. Nobody wants to die. But...Oh, there's somebody else who is in control.
大家都不想死，可是没有人会避免不死。那也就意味着大家对这件事情是不是在自己的控制之中的，也就意味着是有其他的人在控制着这件事情。
So the best way is to accept there is a supreme controller.
所以最好的方式呢，就是接受有一位至尊的控制者。
Like a devotee knows Krishna is the supreme controller, so we put ourselves under the shelter of Krishna.
比如说像奉献者就知道是有一位至尊的控制者，因此呢，我们就会让自己托庇在Krishna 至尊的控制者的保护下。
In the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, Mrityu sarva haras chaham. I am all devouring death.
在《薄伽梵歌》中 ，Krishna 说：“我是吞噬一切的死亡。”
Means my business is to take away everything.
也就意味着我要做的事情呢是拿走一切。
So everything that we have, everything that we created, using the 24 material elements, everything is taken away by the time factor.
也就是说呢，我们所拥有的一切，所有这一切由这24种元素所构成的这一切呢，都会被时间的这一个元素给拿走。
So time is so powerful.
所以时间是如此的强大。
We may deny the existence of God, but we cannot deny the existence of time. We have to accept it.
我们也许不承认有神的存在，但是我们不能够否认时间的存在，我们必须得接受它。
Either you surrender to Krishna voluntarily, spontaneously, or forcefully, we're going to have to surrender to Him in the form of time.
我们要不然呢，就自发的、自动的归于主 Krishna， 否则的话呢？我们也不得不以死亡的这个形式强迫的皈依在他的面前。
Like when we go to the temples and we see the deities, especially see the holy dam, when you go to the temples, the devotees, particularly the male devotees, they fall flat on the ground to offer obeisance. This is in Sanskrit is called dandavats. Dandavats means, danda means stick.Fall down like a stick, like a rod. Poof.
比如说呢，在这个，特别是在圣地，当我们去庙里的时候呢，我们会觐见神像。那么，特别是男性的奉献者呢，他会直挺挺的像个棍儿一样倒在神像的面前。这个被称为叫 dandavat. Danda 是棍儿 ，vat 是倒下，就是像是一个棍儿一样倒下。
So this is a form of voluntary surrender to the Lord. Accept the Lord as the supreme controller. I am subordinate. I am your servant.
那就是这种顶拜呢，它实际上是展示了自己自愿的、自发的要。
We are connected. Sure.
We're connected. Yeah, yeah. Because I hear that, that strange sound from Sumukhi Radha Maharaj means that we have been connected through her computer.
But we beg your forgiveness, everyone, for this broken time. We are influenced by the destructing nature of time.
那我们向大家抱歉，就是刚才我们有这么长的一段时间被断掉了，那也就意味着我们是在被这个时间所影响着。
And because of that, we wasted time.
而且也就因为也是因为这个原因呢，使得我们浪费了时间。
That's not good.
而浪费时间这件事情是不好的。
So all of you, my dear devotees, please contribute a little bit to help Sumukhi Radha to get a new laptop.
所以呢，我亲爱的奉献者们，请大家呢，能不能这个支援一下 Sumukhi Radha Mataji， 然后呢，能够请他购置一台新的电脑。
It's very important to be very equipped, and there is no excuse nowadays to not be well equipped to do these things.
因为呢，要做这个服务的话呢，就必须要有很好的设备。那么在当今这个年代呢，我们已经不能够由于我们的设备不好而有任何的借口了。
So we were saying there are people who deny the existence of God, but they cannot deny the existence of death, which is also a form of the Lord.
那我们刚才就讲到了呢，就是人们他可能会否认神的存在，但是呢，他不能够否认死亡这件事情不会发生，而死亡呢，它也是主的一个形式。
So it's better to surrender to to the Lord in his original form, in his wonderful form, by falling like a rod, like in front of the Lord in full surrender, dandavat, then to have to fall anyway, dandavat, but possibly by the Lord's feature as death.
我们最好呢，还是自动的，像是一根棍儿，Dandava那样拜倒在主的面前，然后自动的向他皈依，而不是最后在死亡的时候不得不以Dandava五体投地的形式跪倒在他的面前。So
yeah, Krishna as Kala, as time is very very powerful. We may deny the existence of God, but we cannot deny the existence of time that destroys everything.
那所以说呢，时间 Kala 作为主 Krishna 的一个展现呢，它是非常非常的强大的。所以呢，我们可能会否认主 Krishna 他的存在，但是我们没有办法否认时间，它会毁灭一切的这个现实的存在。
So because of the presence, the omnipresence of time, people are always in great fear of ultimately dying.
因为就是由于有时间的这个存在呢，使得人们其实始终都是处在恐慌的状态，因为他始终害怕最终会到来的死亡。
Those souls, individual souls who have forgotten the Supreme Lord, and they have identified themselves with the material bodies, with material nature. For them, there is always the fear in their minds, in their hearts.
这些个体灵魂，他由于忘记了主的存在，他会认同于自己在这个物质自然中的这句物质躯体，从而呢，使得他内心中永远都处在惶恐的状态，惶恐不可终日的状态。
So this fear of death that the living entity experiences is because of false ego, because it identify with the material body.
但是呢，就是这个生物体它的这种恐惧的这种特征呢，是由于就是它对于这个死亡的恐惧的这个特征呢，是由于它在物质能量的这种影响下，它。
Actually, there is no death for the spiritual soul.
事实上，我们知道，作为灵性的灵魂呢，是没有死亡这一说的。But
this problem of identifying the body as ourselves, then that fear develops because time takes away everything we think we are or we are attached to.
但是就是由于我们认同于我们是这具躯体，所以呢才会让我们感到很恐怖，感到很恐慌。因为时间呢，它是会拿走一切的，它会把我们所依附的一切的东西都给清理掉。So
even though the time it creates fear in the hearts of everyone, is very fearful to everyone, fear personified is afraid of the Supreme Lord.
Krishna
gives fear to fear personified.
Krishna 他让这个恐惧的化身而感到恐惧.
So if we take shelter of Krishna, we also become fearlessness.
所以如果我们要是脱离 Krishna 的话，我们也就会变得无畏，我们也就不会恐惧了.
But for those who remain attached to material existence, their existence is always permeated with fear because of the influence of kala, time.
但是呢，那些依赖于依靠于这个物质的 存在的这些人，那他呢始终都会被这个恐惧的这种状态所萦绕，因为呢这些物质的存在呢是被时间所影响的，而且呢是会被时间被卡拉拿走的。
We hear the story of Prahlad Maharaj not so long ago. He was put in so many dangerous situations, so fearful situations, but he was never afraid.
比如说在不久前呢，我们就刚刚听了 Prahlad Maharaj 的故事。那 Prahlad Maharaj 呢，他被置放于各种各样的致命的非常危险的境地，但是呢他从来都不会为这些事情而感到惧怕。
Because he was not identified with his body, the time factor was not influencing him and create fear in his heart.
就是因为他没有认同于他这具躯体，以至于时间的这个元素呢就不会影响到他，然后也就不会在他内心中的产生恐惧的感觉。
He was totally conscious that he was a spiritual soul, eternal servant of Krishna, so he was totally fearfulness.
因为呢，他是完全的觉知到自己是永恒的灵魂，是主 Krishna 永恒的仆人，所以说呢，他是完全的处于无畏的状态的。
So this time is an expansion of the Supreme Lord. This is an impersonal feature of the Supreme Lord.
所以呢，时间它是主至尊主的扩展，它是至尊主的非人格的一个展现，非人格的特征。
All the activities of our senses, all the activities we perform with our senses under the measurement of time.
而我们的感官所从事的所有的这些活动呢，全部都是在时间的度量之下而完成的。
That's
so. 所以我们就没有办法计算过去、现在和将来。
We can. That's why we can calculate past, present, and future because of the influence of time.
那也就是由于时间的影响，以至于了我们就可以感知到过去、现在和将来。
But in fact, time has no beginning, time has no end.
但事实上呢，时间是没有开始，也没有结束的。
It is said that even a tiny fraction of time cannot be purchased, we cannot buy it with millions and millions of renminbi. One tiny fraction of time, we cannot buy it back.With millions and millions of renminbi.
有这样一个说法，就是哪怕就是一丁点的时间，也没有办法用成千上亿万的人民币把它给买回来。
That's why even a little moment of time lost without doing what is the most essential in life, this is the great loss in life.Even a little moment wasted is the great loss in life.
也就是说呢，如果要是有哪怕一个片刻，我们没有把它用来去从事我们生命的实质，就是精髓的活动，要去从事的这些活动的话，那它也是一个巨大的损失。就是一个片刻的被损失掉的时间，它也是一个巨大的损失。
So either materially or even spiritually, we should be very alert in using our time that we have at our disposal. You should really use very well time.
所以无论从物质的角度还是从灵性的角度，我们都要非常的警醒的，很好的去善用我们的每一刻时间。
Because we are living in a material body that has already a fixed measurement of time.
因为呢，我们是居住在我们的这个物质躯体里面，那么这已经就决定了它是有一定的时间的限量的。
If you consult a very good astrologer, they can tell you what day this body is going to finish.
如果你要是找到一位非常的精到的星象师的话， 那他就能够告诉你，你这句躯体什么时候就到了结束的时候了。
It's fixed. It's already fixed by time.
因为呢，就这句躯体它其实，因为这句躯体它的这个寿命已经被时间锁定了。
So within that fixed measurement of time that we have in these bodies, we have to try to finish our business of becoming Krishna consciousness and become free once forever from the influence of time.
所以说呢，就是在我们的这具躯体的有限的这个时间内，我们必须要赶紧的把我们要干的事情办完。也就是说呢，我们赶紧要让自己具有 Krishna 知觉，从而呢能够永恒的摆脱时间对我们的影响。
So this material energy that looks so wonderful, so fantastic, actually works. It's moving under the superintendence of time.
那这个看似非常的光鲜亮丽的非常美妙的这个物质能量，它其实是在时间的影响之下来运作的。
And this time is a manifestation of the Lord. This is how the Lord, you know, controls material energy.
而这个时间呢，它是主的展现，它是主来控制物质能量的方式。
And under its influence, material and nature appears to produce so many wonderful things.
而且就在它的这个影响之下呢，就是产生出了很多非常美妙的事物。
You have the Bhagavad Gita with you?
Yes, I do.
Okay, read from chapter 9, text 10.
Chapter 9. 9 text 10.
Text
okay.
10. I'm not sure. Maya Dyakshana Prakriti. Check.
Yeah.
Maya
yeah.
Dyakshana Prakriti. Okay. This one.
Yeah. 博迦梵歌原意的第九章的第十世节，分体之子呀，这物质自然是我的能量之一，在我的指挥下运作，产生了所有动和不动的一切，在它的规律之下。这个展示再三创造，再三毁灭。
So this material nature, each one of my energies is working under my direction, through my form of kala, my form of time.
所以说呢，就是我的这个，就是这个自然能，这个物质能量，它其实也是我的能量，它是在我的时间的指导之下来运作的。
And under the rule of time, this manifestation is created, and this manifestation is annihilated again and again.
对呢，就在这个时间的运作之下呢，在时间的控制之下，使得这种展示一次又一次的创造，一次又一次的毁灭。
So the time factor affects the span of life of everyone in this material world.
所以呢，这个时间的因素呢，它影响着在这个物质世界的所有的生命。
When the sun rises and sets, gradually is taking away the life of all living entities.
随着太阳的升起和降落，逐渐的把生物体的生命带走了。
Tick tock, tick tock, and your life is going.To end one day.
随着这个时钟的tick tock 的这个慢慢的移动，我们的生命有一天就这样消失了。
It's inevitable.
这是不可避免的。
But cannot affect the life of devotees.
但是呢，它不能够影响一位奉献者的生命。
Because if the devotees are engaged in devotional service, they know, even when time takes away their bodies, they know that the next body will be in a spiritual world with Krishna. Or if that is not attained, at least we're going to take birth in another situation where we can continue our devotional service.
因为 对于一位在从事奉献服务的奉献者来说，他知道，就是当他的这个物质躯体离世之后呢，他可能是会回到这个灵性世界，永恒的和 Krishna 在一起。如果是不能够达到这一点呢，至少他也可以得到另外一具躯体，并且在那个躯体里面继续的为主做奉献服务。
The Bhagavad Gita, you can read chapter 2, text 40. Neha Bikramana Shosti. Check 40. Neha Bikramana Shosti.
Yeah.
Okay, can you read the translation?
Yeah. Please let me get that verse. 这个是博迦梵歌第二章的第四十世界啊。这样努力绝无损失，沿此道路前进少许，也能保护人免于最危险的恐惧。
And what is 危险的恐惧？ What is this greatest fear, greatest danger?、
那么什么是这最危险的恐惧呢？什么是这最危险的、这最危险的危险呢？
Is to be forced.To undergo another material body next life, and maybe not even a human form. This is the greatest fear.
也就是说呢，被迫要接受下一，就是在这个物质世界里面进行下一次投生，而你还不能够保证你下一次这个投生会是投生在人类的躯体里面。这个是最危险的恐惧，是最大的恐惧。
Without the Lord's mercy, we cannot stop this cycle of birth and death, and this is the greatest fear, to take birth again and undergo all this suffering again and then die. This is the most terrible thing that can happen to any individual soul.
而如果没有主的仁慈的话呢，我们是没有办法停止掉在这个物质世界的不断的生死轮回的。而这种不断的生死轮回呢，就会让我们不断的在这里受苦，那这个是最令人觉得毛骨悚然、最可怕的事情。
So yeah, let's be reminded, time is a representation of Krishna.
对呢，我们一定要记得，时间是 Krishna 的代表。
And should remind us that we must surrender to the Lord.Now, here and now, not waiting at the time of death when you're going to be forced to surrender to him.
而且呢，我们也要被好好的提醒着，我们应该现在此时要对主皈依臣服，而不是等到我们在死亡的那一刻被迫向主皈依。
Because that type of surrender is not surrender in love. We surrender to his form of love.
因为在那样的这种皈依下呢，并不是在爱的形式下的皈依，是一种强迫的皈依。
So, but when we surrender to Krishna voluntarily out of love, then yes, we at the time of this body falling apart by the influence of time, we will not be affected.
但是我们如果要是自发自愿的怀着爱向他皈依的话，那么当我们的这具物质的躯体由于时间的影响而变得要消失殆尽的时候，那会儿我们就不会被这个时间这个因素所影响。
So let's us not waste time.
真的让我们不要浪费时间。
We should not think, oh, I can take it easy now. I don't need to be so strict in my practice of devotional service. I'm going to do, when I get older, like Ashu, then I'll become more serious.
我们不能想，哎呀，我现在这会儿差不多就得了，我不用太认真的去弄我的这个奉爱服务休息的这件事儿。我等到像阿叔那么老的时候，然后我再慢慢的认真的再休息吧。
After that time, I'll become more serious about my practice.
等我到那会儿的时候呢，我会更加的认真，我会很努力的、很认真的进行我的休息的。
But we don't know how much time is allotted to the bodies we have. We don't know.
但是呢，我们并不知道我们这具躯体到底被锁定了多少时间。
Srila Prabhupada said, you should always leave. It sounds negative, but if you understand very well, it's a wonderful, wonderful sutra. Srila Prabhupada said, you should leave every moment of time like it would be the last moment.
Srila Prabhupada 说呢，我们在过我们的生活的时候，我们应该把我们的每一个片刻都当成是我们生命的最后一刻来过。那这个乍一听起来呢，好像是一种很消极的思想方式，但如果我们要真正理解其中的深意的话呢，其实它是非常美妙的，是非常的这个实际的。
For a materialistic person, this is the most horrible thought we can have.
那么作为一个物质主义者来说呢，可能这是最可怕的一种想法了。
But for the devotee, it's the most inspiring thing that we should not waste one single moment, because every moment can be the last.
但是呢，作为奉献者来说，这是一个非常美妙的一种态度，因为呢，我们不应该去浪费我们的任何一个片刻，因为每一个片刻它都有可能是我们的最后一刻。
And if you don't waste every single moment and we engage every single moment in Krishna service, if that moment is the last one, then that's the greatest moment.
Sorry, if you don't use that moment to render the devotional service.
No. If you use that every moment in Krishna's service,
okay, got it.
Then
got
if,
it.
That,
yeah.
if that moment becomes the last moment, it will be a wonderful moment.
Yeah. So, 如果您要是把您 Yeah. 就如果你要是把你的每一个片刻都用来为主 Krishna 做服务的话，那么当你在离世的那一刻，因为你在做奉献服务，所以那一刻呢就是一个非常美妙的瞬间。
So leave every moment like it would be the last. Don't waste it.
所以呢，要让我们不要浪费片刻的时间，把每一个片刻都当成我们最后的那一刻。
So we have to stop here.
所以呢，我们现在要把这节课就先停在这里。
If any questions or comments.
Yes. 看看大家的问题和评述。第一个问题呢是来自于 Rajendra Prabhu 的，感谢阿叔，感谢翻译主持。那么时间如此的强大，居然能够搅动三形态，请问第一个问题是时间是从哪里来的？肯定是来自于 Krishna， 是怎么从 Krishna 那儿变个戏法就产生的呢？第二个问题是时间也有不同的维度，地球一百年与天堂百年不一样，请问整个物质世界一共有多少维度？无限的维度吗？如何超越时间的控制和影响？阿叔 ，he is asking three questions, but all of those questions are related. So maybe I just read all of them, and maybe you can answer all of them together. How's that? The question is from Rajendra Prabhu. He said that thank you very much for your lecture.And the time is so powerful. It even can disturbing the modes of the material nature. So my question is that where the time is from? For sure, the time is from Lord Krishna. However, what did Lord Krishna do to create this time? And also, the time has different dimensions. For example,the 100 years in the earthly planet is different as the 100 years in the heaven planet. So how many dimensions of the time in the whole material world? Are there unlimited dimensions? And also how to go beyond the control and effect of the time?
Well, most of these questions were actually answers throughout the lecture because this question was asked at 8 o'clock 0206. So we spoke until 8:55, 8:50. So many things were said after 8, 8:02.
那么就是您在这个问题里面问的大部分这些问题呢，其实在我们的这个课堂上已经都涵盖了，因为您这问题呢是在8:02的时候问出来的，那我们这节课呢一直讲到了8:55，所以说呢在这个8:02之后呢还讲述了很多内容，那么这些内容呢也涵盖了您在这个问题里面所问的问及的问题。
So I encourage you to whatever questions arise during the lecture, you may write down, but you keep listening because maybe throughout the lecture you're going to have the answers to those questions, so you don't need to ask them.
所以我对大家的这种建议呢，就是当在听，您可以先把这个问题记下来。然后呢继续听课，然后在听课的这个过程中呢，也许您就会发现您的这个答案呢在后面的这个课程中呢就已经得到了解答，然后你就不需要再问了。
So what was the first part?
The first part is that where the time is from and also what the Krishna do to make the time.
We said it's a manifestation, impersonal manifestation of Krishna.
那我们已经说了，这个时间呢，它是主 Krishna 的非人格的展现。
We said at least 3 times.
在这节课里面，我们至少讲了三次。
It's a manifestation of Krishna for the material world.
而且呢，它是主 Krishna 为了这个物质世界而展现的。
Because it's necessary, it's through the time in connection with the modes of nature produces activity. In the material world, everybody is engaged in material activities. So the influence of time is necessary because everything goes through the periods of past, present, and future. That's how material energy is going on in the material world. Everything goes through a temporary period of time.
而且呢就是在物质世界的这个时间呢它是必要的，因为这个时间呢它会影响物质自然属性，然后在这个物质自然属性的状态下呢使这个生物体进行了各种各样的活动，而且所有的这些活动呢它都会有这个过去现在和将来的这种展现，所以呢就需要有这个时间来影响。
Finish?
Yeah.
Hi, Bob? Okay. Time is different according to different situations where we are. Time is different, is relative to the different forms of life we have, different circumstances we find ourselves.
而且呢，这个时间呢，它是一个相对的概念，它在这个不同的生命的形式的状态下，它所显现的这个时长也都是不一样的。而且呢，它是在这种不同的这种形象下来影响着不同的这个生物体。
So material time is not present in the spiritual world. That's why in the spiritual world, this past, present, future is experienced in a different way.
那么这个，所以呢，这个时间在灵性世界是不存在的。那么在灵性世界的过去、现在和将来的这种展现是以不同的方式展现出来的。
Because the spiritual world is absolute world, so everything is always present. But here we are in a relative world because it's affected by an influence of material time, past, present, and future.
因为在灵性世界呢一切都是绝对的，所以呢只是有当下的那个状态，可是在物质世界呢它是相对的，所以所有的一切呢它都是在时间的影响下展现出了过去、现在和将来的状态。
So we said time is eternal even in the material world and it remains always the same, but according to place and circumstances and the forms we have, we experience time in different ways.So that's why my experience of 100 years is different than an experience of one insect 100 years.
那么这个时间呢它是永恒的，在这个物质世界它也是永恒的。但是呢
它是在不同的这种维度下在影响着不同的生命体。那所以说呢，大家在这个感知这个时间的时候呢也是不一样的。比如说我的这个100年的这个时间和别的这个生物体它的这个100年的这个时间是不一样的。
The relative, it's relative manifestation.
所以说呢，这个是这个相对的，这、就是相对的时间的展现。
But we have the experience. We have okay. We may not understand our ancestors 100 years of his life, but we know the astronauts and the Chinese also have put astronauts out there in space.When they spend a few moments there, it corresponds to a few hours or days in this atmosphere.
那我们也许可能不能够理解这个就是这个不同的时间的这个维度的这个概念。但是呢，比如说我们把这个宇航员给发送到这个太空中去，那么宇航员在那儿所待的。Air is several hours.
A few moments there can be a few hours here. They can rotate around the Earth in a few moments. It corresponds to many hours here.
Okay. 就是他们在太空中所待的那几个片刻，那一片刻的那个时间，比如说他在这太空中做一个翻转，一个旋转，可能他感觉是一会儿这个时间，但是在我们这儿呢，可能已经过了好几个小时了。
And this is a reality that they experience different time span.
那这个呢是他们能够真正体会到的这个现实的这个情况，就是有不同的时间的就是有不同的这个时间的扩展。
So what to speak in heavenly planets? The time is so much different from our time here.
所以呢，就更不用说在天堂的星宿，它的这个时间的展现的状态了，因为在那个地方的这个时间的显现，跟我们在这个地方的时间的显现是完全不一样的。
Okay, next question.
The next question from Das Prabhu: 时间是永恒的，是怎么理解？也听说时间是相对的，怎么理解时间是永恒又是相对的呢？Could you elaborate a little bit more about the understanding of time is eternal and time is also relative?
Time is eternal?
Yeah.
Wait again, time is eternal and time is relative.
Okay. Yeah, the question is that the time is eternal and time is also relative. So could you say a little bit more about these two different concepts?
Eternal in a sense that is always there.Because it's a manifestation of the Lord, even when all the manifestation, material manifestation is wind up in the body of Mahavishnu and there is no material creation manifested, there is a period of time. The period of time is there between one breath and another breath. So time is still present because after one breath is going to manifest again.
那么就是这个时间之所以是永恒的原因呢，是因为这时间它永远都在那儿，那么它是主的一个显现。但是就是即便是这个物质世界毁灭了，一切都已经又回到了 Mahavishnu 的体内的时候呢，这个时间依然还是存在的，就是依然还是有这个一呼一吸的这个时间的这个状态。因为它就是虽然现在毁灭，但是它在一息的这个就是在一呼的这个过程中呢，这个物质世界它又显现了，所以呢，这时间它是永远都在的，这样一个概念它是永恒的。
It means that we are inside the body of Mahavishnu for a certain amount of time.
而且也意味着我们要在 Mahavishnu 的体内要待上一段时间。
And then we will take birth in a particular body according to our previous karma, and that body will undergo a particular aspect of time, a relative aspect of time, which is different from the time we spent in the body of Mahavishnu.
然后呢，我们又会根据我们之前的业报， 出生在一个新的这个躯体里面。那么在这具躯体里面呢，我们会相对的待上一段时间。那么这会儿的这个时间呢，它是相对的。那这个时间呢，和在 Mahavishnu 体内的那个时间是不一样的。
So according to the quality of our karma, the quality of our activities, we experience less or more. We have more, less or more experience of time.
所以呢，就根据我们的业报，根据我们的活动，导致了我们有更多的或更少的关于时间的体验。
But again, it's relative because what I think is my 100 years.A demigod is living also 100 years in his own years. He experienced that duration. So it seems long to us in this planet, 100 years, and their 100 years seems such a difference. But for them, it's the same type of experience. To the form we have.
但是呢，这个时间呢，它又是相对的，因为它这种相对呢，是根据我们所展现出来的这个，我们所处在的这个形象而显现的。比如说，我在我的这个形象里面，我所经历的是100年，那然后办事人在他的那个形象里面展现的是他的100年，那我们感觉我们的这100年跟这个办事人他所处在那100年是不一样的，但实际上办事人他自己所生活的那100年。他也就是感觉到的就是这100年。那么这个小蚂蚁小昆虫他可能对于我们来说他只是过了一周的时间，但是他自己也是觉得他过了100年。所以这样的一个概念是相对的。
So time is one, but is experienced differently according to different situations. But time is one.
所以说呢，这个时，所以因为时间它其实就只有一个时间。但是呢，当生物体它处于不同的状态的时候，处于不同的这种身形的时候呢，它所体验到的这种感觉是不一样的。So you want to move to the next one?
Yeah, next question. I hope this is as much as I can explain.
Yeah.那就是就关于这个问题，现在我就回答到这儿了啊。然后呢，再看下面这个问题。下面这个问题呢，丹顶妈的记得，顶拜甜美的讲课阿叔，在工作中我遇到人说呢，与时间做朋友，经常说时间过得很快。那么我们应该与时间怎么相处，对我们受条件限制的灵魂更为有利呢？怎么让这些人感受到我们是在时间下工作生活，让他们认识到感受到神的存在呢？谢谢您。阿叔 ,thank you very much. Sometimes I encounter people who said that,the time is a friend. And they also say that the time has been passed so fast. In that case, how can we make the time is more favorable for our conditioned souls? How to help these people to feel that我们这是在时间下工作。How to make the people feel that we're actually in the influence of the time to have our life, to have our daily work, and also help them to understand that Lord is existence from the time aspect.
The first part?
Yeah, well, basically the first part, she's giving the comments. She's saying that people sometimes give the comments about the time, that time is a friend, or time has been passed too fast. How can we make the time is more favorable to the conditioned souls? And also, let's...
Well, we, okay, okay. We, Yeah, we have different experience, different feelings about time, certainly. Like a child, for a child to grow up, you know, by the influence of time, they feel very happy they are growing up. But for an old person, time does not manifest the same feeling. We think time is going too fast when we are in a old body.
那么这个时间呢，它其实是会给人造成不同的影响，不同的感受的。比如说一个小孩在时间的影响之下，他会觉得自己很开心，因为呢他长大了。但是呢作为一个老年人，他在时间的影响之下呢，他就不会感到有这种开心快乐的感觉，他会觉得他老了，他会觉得这时间走得太快。
But one thing you should make people understand that this is under the influence of time that everything is going to be destroyed. Is the influence of, due to the influence of time that we lose what we have, is due to the influence of time that eventually we're going to have to leave these bodies. We have to experience death. And this is very fearful. And everybody experienced that.
但是呢，我们有一件事情可以让人去理解的，就是在这个时间的影响之下呢，我们最终都是会死亡，而且呢，在时间的影响之下呢，我们所拥有的一切最终都是会被拿走的。那么这件事情呢，是我们所有的人都能够体验到的，而且呢，这样的体验也是很让人恐慌的，很让人害怕的。
So we tell them, okay, you may not believe in existence of God as the supreme controller, but we are all controlled by time. We cannot buy back the time we have wasted. Even if we had big amounts of money, as Srila Prabhupada said, you could not buy back 1 second. So we may not believe in existence of God as a person, the supreme controller, but we cannot deny the manifestation of time that controls us, and that manifestation of time is God, is a person.
所以呢，我们去可以跟大家讲，就是也许呢，你可以否认有神的存在，但是呢，你不能够否认有时间的存在。而这时间呢，它最终呢是会拿走我们的这一切，而这个拿走我们这一切的这个就是这就时间呢，它是在控制着我们所有的人。那么控制着我们的这个人，就这个它就是这个时间，这个是我们不能够否认的。
But we cannot avoid the destructive influence of time.
所以呢，我们是不能够避免掉时间它的影响的，就不能够避免掉时间的毁灭的影响的。
We are inevitably controlled by time.
也就意味着我们是不能够被避免的被时间所控制的。
And you cannot buy time. You cannot think, oh, I have money. I'm gonna buy me more time to live.When is our time to body?
对，还有就是，无论我们有多少钱，我们都不可能把我们度过的这个时间给买回来。那么，当我们要离开这具躯体、要死亡的时候呢，是没有办法把这个生命再买回来的。我们就只能就这样死去了。
But if you use time in the service of Krishna, whatever time we have in the service of Krishna.That will be always beneficial to us, and in the next life we may be completely free from the influence of time, no more in the material existence.
但是如果我们要是把这个时间用于做对 Krishna 的服务的话，那么它对我们总是有益的。而且呢，在我们下一生，再来的时候呢，也许可能我们就完全的摆脱了。这个时间对我们的控制了，就不会再被这个时间所影响。
So we are all controlled by time. Time is is one of God's teachers.
我们所有的人呢都是被时间所控制，而时间呢它是主的特征之一。
Every moment we are experiencing the influence of time in the form of morning, noon, afternoon. Okay, what is the morning? The morning is already halfway, and we cannot get it back. Whatever we lost until now, 9:15, we cannot get it back.
那就我们每个人呢都会有这个都会感知到这个时间，清晨、中午、晚上。那比如说现在这个上午已经过了一半了，现在已经是9:15了。那么在9:15之前的这些时间都在哪儿呢？我们不可能再把前面的时间再给找回来。
Everything is created, maintained, and annihilated by the influence of time.
所有的一切呢，都是在时间的影响下被创造、被维系和被毁灭的。
So instead of being controlled by time, if we use time in the service of Krishna, then we will always find that we are not affected by time as we were when we were not in Krishna's service.
但是如果我们要是把我们的这个时间用于对 Krishna 的服务的话，我们就会发现，我们并没有被时间所控制。
And we don't experience the fearfulness, that fear that is created by time. We become free from that by engaging in devotional service.
那么当我们在从事奉爱服务的时候呢，我们也就不会由于这个时间它所创造出来的那种恐怖感而感到恐惧了，我们就不会有这种恐惧感了。
Okay, next question.
Yeah, the next question is from Radha Ananda Mataji. Hare Krishna, 深深地顶拜敬爱的阿叔，时间是永恒存在的，但是它只作用于物质世界，却不能把时间是不是也是惩罚者呢？比如说我的起心动念非正不善，是不是时间都知道，都会把这些起心动念记录下来，以便灵魂出体时好定罪呢？时间和三属性阎罗王玛雅都是什么关系呢？Ashu, please accept my very humble obeisances to you. And the time is eternal existed. Word, but not disturbed in the spiritual world. Is this because of the view from the Supreme Lord? And also, if the time is a punisher. Okay, yeah, if the time is the punisher, for example, if I have a thought in my mind which is not in the mood of kindness, so if that to be known by the time, and also the time will note down all of my thoughts and also my motivation, but in that case, can decide how to punish me while the time I'm leaving my body. And how the time, the mode of material natures, and the Yamaraj and Maya are related with each other. How do they relate it together?
Oops. What was the first again?
Oh, the first one is that if it's a supreme will, to make the time.
Yes, everything happens. Everything happens by the supreme will. Nothing is independent of the supreme will. Yes.
的确，所有的一切都是在至尊的意愿下而展开的，没有任何一件事情是自己独立完成的。
But here time, yes, time in the material world is to destroy everything, means to influence material nature in such a way that we cannot experience a blissful existence in this material world, because even if you have a good moment of happiness, by as time goes by, this moment of happiness is gone. So we have the experience, because of the influence of time, we have the experience of sometimes happiness, sometimes distress, and this is good to make us remember that we are meant to get something better than just these miseries that we get here.
那么这个时间呢，它是一切的毁灭者，是由于呢，它在运作的这种状态呢，就使这个物质自然，它所这个运在它的影响下，使这个物质自然的运作呢，就不可能使人变得这个快乐。那有的时候就即便是让我们快乐，那也就是那一小会儿，然后之后呢，就会消失了。而且呢，就是它会影响我们处在。 痛苦的状态下，那么这种痛苦呢，它也是能够提醒我们。
So the next, what was the next one?
If the time is a punisher,
yeah,
it will know down.
Yes.
对，这时间它确实个惩罚者。
But because Krishna is in the heart of all living entities in his original feature as the super soul. So the super soul knows our desires, and through the influence of time, it allows us to perform certain activities and get a certain result. Because it's through the influence of time that material energy becomes agitated, becomes active, and responds to our desires.
那因为这个 Krishna 呢，他是超灵，他去坐在我们的内心之中，所以呢，他知道我们的这个愿望是什么，所以说呢。 他就通过这个时间，然后呢，去影响这个物质自然，然后从而呢，能够驱使我们在我们的这种愿望下去做活动，然后从而能够满足我们的愿望。Because
without the influence of time, material energy is inert, cannot be activated.
因为如果是没有时间的影响的话，物质的能量它是处于不动的状态的，它是没有，它是不会活动的。It's
like the agent to activate the material energy.
It's like agent to activate
material energy.
OK， 那么就这个时间呢，它就像是一个，它是一个媒介，就这个时间它需要去激起这个物质能量的活动的，它是需要激发它的活动的。Material
energy by itself is inert.
因为这个物质能量它自己本身是惰性的，是不动的。But
by the influence of time, the three modes become active, and then activities are manifested.
因为呢，就是由这个时间使得这个物质自然三属性就开始变得活跃起来，然后呢，就开始从事各种各样的活动了。Because
in order to material activities to happen, there is to have the influence of time in the form of past, present, and future. I'm doing, and later I will get the result, and I will get the result, and then everything will finish like this. So there's always the past, present, and future in every material activity.
那么就是为了要让这个活动产生，然后呢，这个时间它才会展示成过去、现在和未来。那么就是由于我过去有了这个活动，所以呢，它才会产生这个活动的结果，然后呢，才会有将来的这种展现。所以呢，就是因为有这个时间的整个的这个运作，才会使整个的这个活动的展现。 这样显现出来。What
was the last part of the question?
The mode of material nature and Yamaraj and Maya, how do they relate among each other?
So the material modes of nature under the control of time, Yamaraj is the one who takes care of punishing you according to your karma.
这个物质自然三属性呢，它是在时间的影响下开始活动的。那么这个 Yamaraj 阎罗王呢，他是要惩罚你在这个活动中所。 就是这个阎罗王，他会由于你在活动中所犯的这个罪而对你进行惩罚。
Yamaraj is also under the influence of time.
那么这个 Yamaraj 阎罗王呢，他也是在时间的影响之下的。
嗯。Okay, next question.
What about Maya? She's also asking
Maya.
Maya.
Maya is material energy. Material energy is energized by the Lord through time. When the Lord, as Mahavishnu, glances over material energy, time is injected within material energy and makes material energy active.
嗯，那么这个 Maya 它其实就是物质能量。那么这个主呢是把这个时间注入在了这个物质能量里面，然后才使物质能量能够活跃起来。
嗯，所以是 the energy of the Lord.
Yeah, 所以呢 ，Maya 它就是主的能量。
Okay, next.
Yeah, the next question is from Sumukhi Radha Madaji.
请教亲爱的阿叔，既然是在时间的驱动下，我们在既定的时间产生了物质的躯体，并在其驱动下结合物质自然三属性，产生了我们不同的品性，开始我们的人生轨迹。但由于幸运的得到了奉献者的仁慈，我们开始了奉爱服务，得以有机会去超越我们原本由业报而来的习性。比方说占星中看到我们的那些会有的性格中的弱点，而最终恢复了灵性本性本有的纯粹的本性。那么人所展现的不同性格和特点，是不是在灵魂层面本来也是有各种各样的展现，只不过是因为物质能量的影响，这些原本美好的品质被扭曲了呢？而奉爱服务可以让我们恢复本真的神性的品质，是否可以这样理解？
阿叔my question is that since the time since by the driven of the timeWe had this material body in a certain moment, and because of that,
并在驱动下结合物质自然三属性
and with the mode of material nature to make us to have the different qualities. In that case, we started to have our life.We started to have our life activities.
Then you seemed,
but however, because we are very fortunate to get the mercy from the devotee, we started to render some service to, we started to do the devotional service. Then we have the opportunity to go beyond our conditions from the karmic reaction. For example, like some of the astrologers,can tell from our chart that we have some weakness in our personality. Then through this, we eventually to restore the pure nature of the of the soul.
人所展现的不同性格。
People, they manifested a different personality and a different characteristic.They also showed different performances from the platform of the soul. But because of the inference of the material nature, make the originally very beautiful nature to be distorted, to be crooked. But the devotional service can help us to restore those originally divine quality. Is that true? Basically, she's saying that the devotional service
it's all
to make
it's us... All true. It's all true. It's all true what she said.
您说的都是对的，都是对的，都是对的。
We are, because of our karma, we are put in certain situations. You are influenced by time in a particular way.And we are affected by that. But if you are engaged in devotional service, then we become free from the control of time. We become free from the control of material energy because we don't identify ourselves anymore as this body, but as eternal souls, servants of Krishna. So when you come to that stage of self-realization, then material time and material energy does not affect us anymore.
那么就是由于这个时，就是由于我们这个业报的这个影响呢，使得在这个时间的躯体之下，驱使之下，我们会在一种特定的这种状态下进行我们的活动。但是如果我们要是开始从事奉献服务的话呢，我们就会摆脱这个时间对我们的控制，也会摆脱这个物质自然对我们的控制。因为我们这会儿就知道了。我们这会儿处在了一种觉悟的这种状态，知道了我们并不是这具躯体，而是主 Krishna 的永恒的仆人。
But it does not happen all of a sudden like that.
但是呢，这样的事情呢，不会是一蹴而就就能够觉悟到的，就能够发生的。
There is, from our understanding and to our realization, it may take some time. So if we endeavor.Very seriously, yes. We come to a point where time and material energy does not affect us anymore. Our karma will be finished.
那所以说呢，但是从我们的理解，从我们的觉悟到我们这个真正认真的去修行，达到这一点是需要一定的时间的。但是呢，等我们真正的了解到这一点的时候呢，我们在不会被这个时间和物质能量影响的这种情况下，那我们的这个业报就停止了，就不会再。再继续下去了。
Because we will see time as a manifestation of the Lord, so it's not frightening anymore.
因为在那样的状态下呢，我们就能够看到时间它是主 Krishna 的一种展现。那当我们看到它是它的展现的时候，我们就不会再害怕了。
The next question. Nice point.
From Chandra Velasani Mataji, 感恩阿叔甜美的讲课，虔诚的拜年，请教您三个问题。第一个问题，一个有爱的人在生活工作中有哪些表征，哪些行为言行呢？是不是修了很多年的 Krishna 知觉的人就一定有爱了？那这样的人是不是不修 Krishna 知觉的本质上都是没有爱的？再次深深的感恩。Her question is that, firstly, thank you very much for your very sweet lecture, and also, please accept my very humble obeisances. I'm going to ask you three questions. The first one is that, for a person who has love in his or her heart,what is his or her manifestation in his daily life, in his work? What is his or her behaviors like? And the next part, because all of the questions are related.
Let's go part by part. It's related, okay. But go part by part.
Okay.
If a person has love, what kind of love? If it's material love means...We are self-motivated, means we serve with the expectation of some reciprocation.
就是一个有爱的人，首先要看他是什么样的爱，他是不是物质上的爱。如果他要是物质上的爱呢，那么这个爱实际上是自私的爱，因为呢他在爱的这个时候呢，他是希望能够得到一些回报的。
If we develop spiritual love for Krishna, then yes, then we want to serve, we want to please Krishna, please his devotees, because it's what gives us the most pleasure to please them. The attitude of service is totally selfless.
但是如果要是这个是一个灵性的爱，是对 Krishna 的爱呢？那他这种爱是很好的，因为他的这种驱动是要服务，而且呢他是完全无私的一种爱，他的行为举止是无私的。
In any situation, love is an active verb, means is an activity, either material or spiritual. Love means if you love, you engage in activity to please the beloved.
但是呢，无论哪种情况呢，这个爱它都是一个动词，也就是说呢，它是一种 就是充满了爱的一种活动，就是他所做出来的这种活动呢，都是为了要展现对他所爱的人的这个爱。
Okay, the second part.
是不是修很多年的会员，就一定有爱 ？Isn't it true that for a devotee who has practiced Krishna consciousness for years, then for sure he has love?Oh, he or she is a loving person.
No guarantee.
不能保证。
Because it depends how a person practices. You may be practiced for many years, but very mechanically practiced, like we saw the other day in an act of devotion, if you are there. If you practice mechanically, then no much change is there in the heart. We don't really develop love.
嗯，因为呢，就是这看是怎么修了。因为也许可能一个奉献者，他可能修了很多年，但是呢，他都始终是处在一种非常机械性的这种修炼的这种状态。就好像是那天我们在讲这个奉爱的甘露那节课的时候，也讲到了这一点。如果你要是听了的话，就如果他要是这么多年都在机械性的这种修炼的这种状态下的话呢，那其实他内心中是不会有任何的变化的。
One of the characteristics of loving devotion is that.Is meant to please Krishna without any personal motive.
那它其中的一个特征呢，就是它只是想要取悦 Krishna。那么它做的任何活动呢，都没有任何的个人的动机。
So when you explain pleasing Krishna means Krishna means the spiritual master, Krishna's representative means the devotees of Krishna. These are all connected.
嗯，那么这里面其实讲的就是为 Krishna 的奉献者 ，Krishna and Krishna's devotees and
spiritual master Krishna's devotees. So when you are pleased, if we have love for Krishna, we want to please Krishna, we want to please Guru, we want to please the devotees.
这就是当你对 Krishna 有爱的时候呢。那这会儿你想做的事情呢，实际上是想要取悦 Krishna， 想要取悦临近导师，想要取悦 Krishna 的奉献者，所有这些全部都是连接在一起的。
Yeah, they are connected. Yeah. Okay, next part.
连接在一起的。Next one. 那这样是不是不求 Krishna 之愿的人本质上都是没有爱的 ？Well, isn't true that for those who hasn't who don't practice Krishna consciousness means that they don't have any love.
Yeah. Without practicing devotional service, you cannot really manifest love because in a material platform there is no real love. It's just, we call it love, it is actually lust because it's selfish.
嗯，因为如果是不修行 Krishna 知觉的人呢，他其实是没有办法真正的展现爱的，因为实际上在物质的层面是没有爱的。虽然把它给称为是爱，但它其实那个只是色欲而已。
Sometimes can be very altruistic, can be in a mode of goodness where people really try to serve others, you know, and but they have always some selfish interest.
所以有的时候展现出来呢是极为利他的这种展现，而且呢也是非常善良形态的，因为人们他总是想为其他的人做一些好事，但他其实这里面总是有一些自私的这个动机在这儿的。
Like for instance, some people may be, you know, doing service for all the Chinese people, you love all Chinese people, but you don't include the poor animals that are killed and you eat them up.You just think about the human beings.
那比如说有些人呢，他就比如说他要爱所有的中国人，他爱所有的人，但是呢，他这个爱里面呢，他实际上是没有把这些可怜的动物包括在里面的。他做的事情是要把这动物给杀了，然后把动物给吃掉。所以说呢，他这个就这种爱，他不是把所有的这些生物体全部都涵盖在其中的。
And we may love your people and may hate other people.
而且你有可能会爱你的人民，但是呢会恨其他的人。
That's not. And you do service to your country because you want to be recognized by your country.
而且有的时候呢，你对你的国家去做一些服务的原因呢，是因为你希望能够得到你的国家的认可。
very selfish.
所以这也是自私的。
Self-centered or self-extended, but it's selfishness.
那么这个呢，都是这个以自我为延展，以自我为中心的，所以呢，这都是还是自私的。
Okay. We did all the parts.
Yeah, cover. The next one from Sabari Mataji, 时间创造了躯体。当今的卡利年代，时间被许多个场、被许多个场、场地支系者和业报活动所占据。第一场地支系者超灵、至尊意识场；第二场地支系者个体灵魂、个体意识场。除此之外，这具五大元素的出逃躯体中的还包括很多不同的精微躯体。请蛙说。多个生物体共用一个场，在超灵还没有正式启动灵魂，还处于深度睡眠状态，这样的生命境况中苦苦挣扎的灵魂，这样的生物体要如何重新的找回属于他自己的这具粗糙的躯体，最终将它还原为纯粹的躯体？感恩阿叔的解答，顶拜您的莲花足。
The time create this material body. In the age of Kali, is being occupied by many field, by the knower of the field, by the field of the karmic activities.So the first field is the knower of the supreme, the first field is the knower of the super soul, which means this is the field of the supreme consciousness. And the second field is the knower of the individual soul, which means is the personal consciousness field. Other than this, gross body, which created by these five big major elements, also enwrapped by many different type of subtle bodies.So my question is that this multi, many living entities, they are sharing one field. And the super soul hasn't officially active this soul. Means that the soul is still in the deep sleeping state. So to make the soul still in a kind of very miserable, suffering, struggling situation.So when the soul in this situation, how to find 好属于他自己的这具物质躯体 how to make her to find the gross body for himself restored to the pure soul. How should you get it?
Wow, it's a very philosophical question. Very technical.
首先呢，这是 ，Yeah， 我就是首先呢，这是一个充满了哲学性的问题，而且呢，这也很有技术性。
Yeah, you're talking about knowers of the field. Let's say the field is this body. This body is the field, and the spirit, translate.
那我们首先呢讲的是这个关于这个躯体的知悉者
但我们有一个这个个体的场
This body is the field
那我们的这个躯体呢是这个场
And the individual soul is the knower of this field
而这个个体灵魂呢是这个场的知悉者
To a certain extent Not completely、
那么其实是从某种程度上对这个场地的知悉者并不是完全的了解这个场地。
And the Lord as a super soul is the full controller of this field. Is the full owner of this field.
而主呢，他是超灵。那么这个超灵呢，是对于这个场的完全的知悉者，而且是这个场的控制者。
Because he knows everything about the function of this body.
因为呢，他了解关于这具躯体的运作的方方面面。
He's not involved directly in the function of this body, but through his energy is controlling everything and is making everything moving. So he's totally aware of the field.
虽然他并没有直接的介入到这具躯体的运作，但是呢，他是通过他的能量来进行对这个躯体的各方面的运作的控制。所以说呢，他是明晰所有一切的。
And then within the body, there are so many other souls in their own bodies, like bacteria, virus, and so many different organisms inside our body. They are conscious of their own bodies. They are knowing their own body, but they're not aware of this big body that I am, where I am.
但是呢，在这个躯体里面呢，还有很多其他的生物体的存在，比如说。有各种各样的这个细菌，然后有各种各样的这个就是有各种各样的这种微生物的这种存在，而且呢，就是我们的身体里边的各个器官，那也都是一个各自的生物体，而且他们每一个生物体呢，都了解自己的这个个体的这种状况，但是他是没有办法理解整个的这个躯体的状况的。
So the individual soul.Yes, when in material consciousness is like a sleep, but even that state of a sleep means not really conscious. He has desires, and those desires are fulfilled by the Lord. So the material body is moving, acting in a particular way, means material energy that his body is made of acts in a certain way to satisfy the desires of individual.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
In their individual bodies, within this body, and they are conscious of their bodies. They are not conscious of the whole body that the main individual soul is in.
那刚才呢我们就讲到了，就是在这具物质躯体里面呢，有很多的个体的这个生物体，那么这些个体的生物体呢，他们是能够感知到他们自己的这个各自的这个躯体当中的活动的，但是他不能够感知到他所在的这一具整个的这个躯体的活动的状况。
So the individual soul, we individual souls within the material body, we are not active, we are inactive.
那这个作为这个个体的灵魂，它在这个躯体里面它是不动的，它是处于一种不动的状态。
The material, the individual soul, but the individual soul identifies himself with the body and he wants to enjoy the body, so develop material desires and the material desires are carried out by the Lord, carried out by material energy under the control of the Lord through the form of time.
但是呢，这个在这个躯体里面的这个个体灵魂呢，由于他认同了这具躯体，所以呢，他就希望能够享受这具躯体，所以呢，他就会有一些愿望。那么这个愿望呢，是这个主通过这个物质通过物质自然，然后在时间的影响下，使得他能够通过某种活动来使他满足他这个愿望。
But when the individual soul begins devotional service, then it becomes active.
但是呢，当这个个体的灵魂它开始从事奉献服务的时候，它就变得活跃了起来。
And it starts using the body instead of for, desiring to use the body for sense gratification, now he desires to engage, to use the body for the Krishna service. So the, at that time, the individual soul becomes really active.
那么在之前呢，他是希望用这具躯体来进行感官享乐。可是现在呢，他是希望能够用这具躯体来进行这个对 Krishna 的奉献服务。那么这样一来呢，就使得这个个体的这个灵魂就真正的变得非常活跃了起来。
But these activities, when he uses material energy in Krishna's service, is not affected by material time and is not affected by karma anymore.
而且呢，就是当用这个物质躯体来进行对 Krishna 的服务的时候，他就不会再被这个物质能量以及不会再被物质的时间影响了，也不会再被业报所影响了。
It's an activity that is done directly to please the Lord.Is not under the influence of material energy.
因为呢，就是要取悦主而从事的这个活动，它就不会再被这个物质能量所影响。
But it's still being done within the material energy.
但是呢，它这个活动还是依然是在物质能量的内部来进行完成的，虽然不再被它所影响。
But because everything is used in Krishna's service, who is the master and enjoyer of everything, then the individual soul is free from any karmic reactions.
但是就是由于呢，他是在做奉献服务，而且呢，他是希望能够取悦他的主，从而使得他就不再会受这个业报的反应的影响了。
Okay, next question.
Next question.Oh.
Shabari, after Shabari.
Yeah. 下面这个问题啊，下面这个问题是来自于Yuvati Vishaka 的 Mataji 的问题。迪玛说，如果不断的修行 Krishna 知觉，在死后想不起来 Krishna 怎么办？The Ashu, if we are continuously to practice Krishna consciousness, however, as theBut after death, if we cannot think about Krishna, we don't remember Krishna, then what to do?
We are giving an opportunity to resume our devotional service from where we left. We resume it in the next life.
就是我们在这个下一生的时候呢，我们全部都有一个机会，就是从我们上一世结束的那个奉爱服务的那个点再重新开始修习。
If you have done 10% of devotional service, became 10% Krishna conscious in this lifetime, next lifetime you begin from 11%.
比如说在这一世你修习到 Krishna 知觉修习了 10%, 然后呢也具有 10% 的 Krishna 知觉，那么从下一世呢就从 11% 开始。
There's nothing lost. In devotional service, there is no loss, no diminution.
所以说呢在所以说呢，在这个奉爱服务里面是不会有任何的遗失的。
It's always again. You don't complete in this lifetime. We're going to continue in the next lifetime. Krishna will give you make arrangement.
所以说呢，就是我们在 Krishna 知觉之中呢，是不会有任何的失去，我们只会获得。那么这个我们从这个地方断的，然后下一世呢，就会从这个地方再开始。Krishna 他会安排。
The only thing that can hamper our spiritual, normal spiritual progress is offenses to the devotees. So you have to be very careful about that.
那么唯一的可能会阻止我们的奉爱的这个进程的唯一的东西呢，就是对奉爱对奉献者的冒犯。所以我们一定要小心，不要对奉献者做出任何的冒犯。
Okay, next question.
The next question from Rasa Mataji. 感恩阿叔的精彩讲课。一个人的福报财富与他的业报有关，并不只是与今生的努力有关。那么问题一在于，在实际的物质职责中，我们应该如何智慧地用时间，既在工作中树立一个努力上进的榜样，又不会浪费哪怕一点不必要的物质上的努力。 Okay, again, she has two questions. Let's break it part by part.And she's saying about, thank you very much for your beautiful lecture. And a person has the good fortune and also owns the wealth is really because of his karma. It's not really due to how much effort he or she has been put to strive for those wealth. So the first question is that, 实际物质职责, in our daily duties, what do we do to intelligently to use the time? Means that in our daily work, we can build up a strive for our work, you know, diligently to do our work and not waste any time for that. I'm not so sure if you get that.
I got the last part.
Okay, well, please allow me to say it again. Well, basically, she is asking about how to balance our time in our daily duties. In one way, to showing the example that we do, trying all of the efforts to strive for the material advancement. However, at the same time, we're not wasting the time on any of the not necessary things.
Well, we said we should not waste one moment without serving Krishna.
我们已经说了，我们不应该把 任何一个片刻浪费在不服务 Krishna 上。
So try to not waste time in the evening. If you have nothing special to do, go to bed early so you can wake up very early and take benefit of early hours in the morning to do your measure sadhana.
所以如果要是晚上你要是没什么事干的话呢，那就尽量自己早睡。 这样早睡之后呢，第二天才能早起，然后就能把非常有好的质量的这个时间用在我们的sadhana上。
So be very, 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 very careful about chanting your rounds and very, very attentive and try to avoid the other offenses.
所以说呢，要这个非常的专注的去念诵我们的圈数，念诵我们的japa，然后呢，要尽量的避免。 非常仔细的小心的避免冒犯。
Never forget to read Srila Prabhupada's books.
永远不要忘记阅读Srila Prabhupada的书籍。
With a good sadhana, with good practice in the morning, our consciousness is raised up. Then when we go throughout the day with our many activities, we will be always remembering Krishna, and we can even go on chanting Hare Krishna within our minds or with some melody as we like, but we remain in that consciousness that we acquire at the time of our sadhana.
那么在清晨的时候呢，因为是最珍贵的这段时间，然后呢也是我们最清醒的时候，所以呢我们就要把这段最好的这个有质量的时间呢用于做我们的sadhana上。 那么在白天的一天的这个时间里面呢，我们也会，比如说在心意里面呢，去念诵，去想着 Krishna。但是呢，我们要把早晨的这个时间要留出来做我们的sadhana。And
do whatever you do, use the results in your service to Krishna. Don't use for sense gratification.
而且呢，要这个做您需要从事的工作，但是呢，把这个工作的挣来的这个赚得的这个钱呢，用于 对这个Krishna 的服务中，而不要用在我们自己的感官享乐上。So
in this devotional attitude, you will be happy.
那么在这样的奉爱服务的心态之下，你就会变得很快乐。And
happiness is very contagious.
而这种快乐呢，是很有感染力的。People
will be affected. People around you will notice. Then you can try to partake the reason why you are happy.
然后呢，就可以告诉大家你为什么会这么开心。
Okay, I will pay reply to.
Yeah, 然后呢，下面我希望我回答了你这个问题啊。那下面这一半，很多中国人呢，由于受节俭观念的影响，宁愿多花钱、多花时间去省钱，也不愿意花钱去节省时间。请问您对此有何建议呢？
Because Chinese people, many Chinese people have the idea of saving money idea. So they would rather to spend more time but to save money than spend money to save time. So what do you think about this? Do you have any advice about this?
I think it's wrong. Use money you have in Krishna's service. Use the money you have in Krishna's service.
那我觉得这是错的。你是应该把钱用在对 Krishna 的服务中。
And yes, can put aside something for your old age, but use as much as possible in Krishna's service because you don't know. This money can be lost. This money you put aside can be lost or can be devaluated. You don't know what can happen with that money.
当然了，我们是应该存一些钱为我们以后的这个老年生活着想。但是呢，我们应该尽量的把更多的钱用作对 Krishna 的服务之中，因为其实我们并不知道我们存起来这个钱会发生什么事情，也许可能这个钱会贬值，也许可能这个钱会失去，会丢掉。
And want to keep some value that does not devaluate, better you get land, either by land or by gold. These things don't devaluate.
所以呢，但是如果你要是想让这个钱保值的话呢，你就要不然就购置土地。The land you mean property, right? The house also included、
property.
or only the land? Yeah, 就说这个Okay, but there is no land to purchase in China.
Okay,
so you buy property. Okay, 如果是这个钱，你要是想让这个钱不贬值的话，你要不然就把这个钱换成房子，就是换成产业。要不然就把这钱换成金子，因为这两样东西呢是不贬值的。
But don't depend on these things. Depend on Krishna.
但是呢，不要依靠于这些事情，要依靠于 Krishna.
Like this, your heart will be peaceful.
那然后这样的话呢，您的这个心就会感到平静。
Okay, next question.
The next question is from Sumukhi Radha Mataji. 我们都知道圣帕帕德在出生的时候呢被占星师预言在他69岁的时候就会成为对世界影响巨大的一代宗师。奉献者完全依循主的时间能量的安排不去执着于结果怎么样只是去臣服于主的安排努力服务到了该发生的时候一切就会发生。您这是问题吗？只是去臣服于主的安排，努力服务，到了该发生的时候，一切就都会自然的发生。She is saying that we know that one of the astrologer predicted that over Srila Prabhupada, when he was 69 years old, he will become a very influential acharya around the whole world. So.Isn't true that the devotee should fully surrender the arrangement of the time, which is the energy from the Lord, but not to be attached to the result. The only thing we just surrender the arrangement from the Lord and go ahead to do whatever the service we do, then whatever will happen, isn't true.
It's true, but in order to know exactly what you should be doing, we need to be guided by Guru, by Shastras, and by the devotees. We need guidance.
对，这是这么回事儿。但是呢，我们是需要指导的。我们是需要在 Guru、在经典和在奉献者的指导下去完成我们所要应该做的事情的。
Don't go just by impetus or by in a frivolous way, you know, try to find what you should and need to do.
而不是就仅仅是爱靠着自己的这个热情去做这件事情，而是呢要努力的要去探求自己应该到底怎么做，而且呢是都需要做什么。
Because we are Vedic sadhakas, mean we are practitioners following under the guidance and the rules of the scriptures.
因为我们是 Vedic sadhana, 也就是说我们是在灵在这个经典的指导下来进行我们 sadhana 的修习者。
Our devotional practice of devotional service is not yet on a spontaneous level.
Sorry, I'm a little bit distracted.
Our practice
again?
Of devotional service is not yet on a spontaneous level.
Okay, 就是因为我们的这个奉爱服务现在还不在一个就是自发的层面上呢。
Next question.
The next question is from Shiva Yumataji. She is asking, 阿叔首先顶拜您，然后另外请问给谁添电脑呢？要多少钱？Well, she's asking, firstly, she said that please accept my very humble obeisances. And the next question is that, can I ask who do we need to sponsor the computer for and how much money we need to spend on, how much money we need to donate?
You ask Sumukhi Radha Sati.
那这件事呢得问 Sumukhi Radha Mataji 和 Sati Mataji. Sumukhi Radha said that 我电脑因为他们是就是 Sumukhi Radha Mataji 和 Sati Mataji 他们是我们的这个节目的主持人，所以他们需要好的电脑。
Okay, next question.
Sumukhi Radha Mataji said that 我的电脑应该还可以用客户，我好好修理一下就行了。
You discuss these technical things amongst you because I have another class in 40 minutes.
Yeah. So basically, she's saying that she's okay with that. Okay, well, the rest of it just for the computer thing is not the questions anymore. So you covered all of the questions.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Okay. Thank you very much for your questions.
非常感谢大家的问题。
Very good questions.
都是非常好的问题。
Thank you everybody for listening.
而且非常感恩大家的聆听。
A special thank you to Dana Kalyan and Sumukhi Radha Mataji.
然后呢，也特别的感谢 Sumukhi Radha Mataji， 还有 Sumukhi Radha Mataji， 还有 Dana Kalyan。
And all glories to Srila Prabhupada, Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai, Nitai Gaura Premanandi, Hari, Hari, Hari Bo.
Ashu, thank you so much.瓦昆塔之音，服务源于聆听。各位尊敬的奉献者，那我们今天的这节早课呢，就到此结束了。我们非常非常的感恩我们亲爱的阿叔，为我们这么耐心的讲解以及回答所有的这些问题。也非常的谢谢 Sumukhi Radha Mataji 为我们安排的这个平台。那今天呢，也很抱歉，我们在这个技术上可能有一些问题，导致了大家在听课的时候呢，有一点这个断续。那我们下面呢，会尽量的赶紧把这个问题解决好。但是呢，这个科技的这个问题有的时候就是会这么的不知道怎么就会发生这样的问题，所以呢也非常感谢大家的容忍。那今天的早课呢就到此结束了，深深的顶拜大家，祝大家在 Krishna 知觉之中呢度过一个非常美妙的周日。 Hare Krishna。